Getting back into the recording habit. So let's talk about productivity a bit, because you got to have a title and a topic, right? That's what makes you click and stick around. And you got to hook them in the first 10 seconds. It's like all these things that I know that I've been studying for years with content, marketing, ads, et cetera. It's like when I do content myself, I just have like a resistance to it. I don't want to do it, you know? And I understand it, because if I have something valuable to say, then I really want to kind of hook you and use all of the marketing psychology tactics as possible to get you pulled in, just like, you know, the direct mail copywriters of old that would say that the first sentence is designed to get you to read the second sentence, and the second sentence is designed to get you to read the third sentence, and then you're pretty much off to the races. And then that's also why they say the headline, or like the subject line, or something that is going to catch you as the entry point, is the most important thing. Right? That's why, I mean, even to this day, there's copywriters that get paid big bucks to write the catchy headlines on the front of traditional magazines, right? Because that's the most important thing. You're walking to the grocery store and you see the gossip magazine and some big, bold headline catches you, and then bam, you get into that, and then bam, you're more likely to buy it. And in today's world, that includes, like if you're on video, TikTok content, it's the first thing you say, literally the first thing you say. Hook, 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 right? If it's an ad, problem, solution within the first 3 seconds. Problem, solution, bam. And then you're hooked, you're in, and you'll listen or read more. Emails, subject line, most important thing. That's why you see more and more of this sensationalist, clickbaity stuff, because marketers, content creators are trying to get you in to the piece of content, right? Because we live in attention economy. Everything's about attention. Did you know that Netflix said that Fortnite, and they said this a few years ago, so I don't know if it's accurate anymore. It might be TikTok now. They said that Fortnite was their biggest competitor, because Fortnite was taking people away from watching Netflix. Their attention was spent on something else. And when your business is about how much time can people watch Netflix, because that increases the likelihood that they stay a subscriber, and they have all this data that shows, like, if you watch Netflix 2 hours a day, like, you're not going to unsubscribe or cancel, right? That's true of everything, though. We have unlimited options. We can go on the internet and find the best stuff on the planet. So competition is literally the planet, Earth. So your attention, what you give your time to, is the most important thing. Because you can't give your time to 1,000 brands, but you can give your time to maybe a couple, or maybe even just one, and then you buy from that one because they happen to be in front of you. This is why, like, this stuff all still works. Like, there's still a huge marketplace and there's tons of competition, and anybody can make money, really, if you can get attention. And that means you are taken from somebody else, right? But there's like billions of humans. They all have a myriad of wants and needs. They're going to consume. Unlimited opportunity, for sure. But what I'm seeing, though, is that it is getting harder to get attention, right? Because if attention is the main entry point to any business or service, for the most part, I mean, obviously local businesses, it doesn't really apply to them the same. It's attention. So that means that every new YouTuber sensation, right? Every new Mr. Beast, every new just young kid that creates some amazing form of content, podcast, I don't know, creative endeavor, they're all competing with you and whatever you're trying to do for other people's attention. And you need attention to sell a product or service. You either need people to drive by on the road and they look at your business and they think, oh, I need that thing and it's local, so I'll go there. Or they go online and they're scrolling in between organic content, porn, entertainment, gaming, and then they have these different needs and desires, and an ad kind of shows up, speaks to that. You get them into your brand, into your messaging, and then maybe they buy. Everything is attention today, right? If you want dating, for example, you have to get their attention. That's actually the hardest part. And the way it's set up with the new dating apps is that you get attention based on looks. Pure, shallow, visual only. The reality is a lot of guys could serve a lot of, let's see, how do I put that? A lot of guys have more value outside of their looks. And generally, if you look at what attracts women and what they're looking for, it's actually more that. Whereas men are, you know, definitely looks driven, of course, right? But we also value other things like stability, support. And if someone's going to have our kids, then, you know, nurturing, showing up, being, you know, just like not flying off the handle, being consistent, being mentally stable, like all these things matter. Same thing for employees, to be honest. And I definitely fallen off a tangent there, but it kind of comes back to the same idea. Everything is about attention, right? That's partly why I'm starting a creative agency. I've kind of accidentally started it because I've taken on a few clients that it's just pure inbound. It was an opportunity that came to me because they saw what I've done and they needed help, so I helped them. But now I'm turning it into a real business. Now I'm turning it into a machine where we build a team out here in Austin, South Austin, Buda. We're building multiple studios. It's going to be a lifestyle component on one side. It's going to be a studio production on the other side. Pretty excited about it. But we're going to build a team there, have a bunch of creators come and eventually do events, workshops, stuff like that. And then our entire focus is going to be producing high quality content and creative consistently, right? We're going to start with physical products brands, obviously, because like Wild needs it, Noble needs it, Noble Origins that I'm launching, and get on the launch list there over at nobleorigins.com/pages/launch. Yeah, that's not ideal. I could not figure out how to get rid of that pages through the landing page app. This creative agency, the goal is to build a team, to build a content machine, so we can put out content for Wild, for Noble, and for the few clients I have currently. And then once that machine is built and that team is built and those systems are built, we will look to other businesses, CBG mostly is what we're focused on, and bring them into the system and then getting consistent, high quality converting content and creative for them. And then really decide, like, do we want to do more? Do we want to get a bigger team, et cetera, and just take it to where it's going to go. But really focusing on consistently producing high quality, high conversion content and creative, because that's what all businesses need, right? Because again, we're in the attention economy. You need to fight with everything else, every other product and service and company, influencer and app and game and thing that is trying to take attention away from your thing. It's crazy actually. And there's a couple implications of this. One is your content has to be taken seriously. It can't be something you do on the side, right? And this has been a thing for like 10 years now with the internet and content marketing and all that. It's just becoming hyper, hyper important. And if you're not a big company that can just throw a ton of money at it and just hire creative agencies, then like, what do? You do it yourself. You got a business to run or whatever. Like, that's hard. That's actually been my problem, is I kind of dabble in content. I do a little bit here, then I do a little bit there. I do it kind of as a hobby. I do it, you know, as part of a side thing, really. And the results have always been mediocre because I haven't put a directed focus on it. But now I just can't do that anymore. Like, the future is content. If I want to compete and have better clicks, cost per clicks, and better conversion rates when I'm doing Facebook ads or Instagram or TikTok or whatever it is, it has to be a conservative effort, it has to be a consistent effort, and it has to be a high quality effort. And I can't stop. So I got to create an agency and then basically hire Wild as primary client and then see how we can maybe do other clients. That's basically the plan. I've kind of gone back and forth on this, like, oh, I'll never do content. And then I get pulled back into it because I realize how important it is, or I see it, or, I mean, it's fun at times to produce content for sure. It's fun to be creative, but you really have to focus on it. It's not something you can do in your spare time, which makes sense because there are millions of people focused on it. There are millions of people now that all they want to do is be successful with content, which means that they're going to get better and better and better and better and better, and your competition, therefore, is getting better and better and better and better. And so the more you do it as a side gig, on like without a system, without focus, without the right people, with the right team, and the more you treat it as like an afterthought, the more your results are going to degrade. It's just the internet. It's algorithms and the internet. And like pretty much everybody is having to become their own little brand, whether it's like a business brand or a personal brand, because that is what the internet is doing. It is polarizing. It is directing attention to specific sources. And you can have like a micro brand, right? And you know, it's actually spreading out the wealth, but it's also getting harder. So even within these like micro niches, like if you want to be like a knitting YouTuber, there's probably a bunch of knitting YouTubers right now. And every day a new knitting YouTuber might look at that as an opportunity and come into the game. it's great because innovation, and it's how we provide more value to humanity, and just more happens, more creativity, more things, more growth, more enjoyment. You know, it's good, but it's like, it's legit. It's hard. It's intense. The other implication of this is that it's going to, I think, we're already kind of seeing this, it's going to highlight the importance of doing more in-person things and things that don't, you know, quote unquote, scale, right? Like, it was, the internet's all about like scale. What can you do to the masses? But as everybody's thinking that, and as the competition for your attention is increasing to just like crazy levels because there's so many people doing it, so many companies spending on it, et cetera, then it's going to bring a lot more value back to doing, you know, I don't know, networking stuff, like freaking cold calling, door-to-door sales, good old-fashioned like events and workshops and stuff like that. In fact, that's what we're gonna do out here and at the spot is we're gonna probably do like a weekly marketing seminar and then a weekly business seminar and just treat that as like pure come for free and get value. And then that can be a lead flow into potentially coming into the agency or one of our other offerings. It's also how we're going to attract influencers and creators out here. So yeah, I mean, it's like, obviously it'd be better if I could go online and service 1,000 people with that, but it's harder and harder to get 1,000 people to show up for something. And that itself requires massive amount of effort and ad spend, et cetera. Whereas locally, your competition, it's almost reversing, right? It's almost like because more people are going online and the demand is so fierce there, well, they're all leaving real life. They're all leaving local markets. Just some thoughts. I'm at 12 minutes. And I didn't even get into anything. This is just that complete ramble on attention and content. So I'll be doing more, of course. I'm going to be recording a lot more at the new studio. And I plan to like reactivate content. I'll definitely be reactivating my own content, and I'll keep publishing here on YouTube and the podcast. I might start a new thing from scratch. So we'll see. But the best place to make sure you're getting all the updates is the Better Human newsletter, betterhumans.substack.com. It will all be there every week. I'm still publishing there. All right.